Let's look at the root cause of breakdowns in relationships. They always begin within the individual. When Adam and his posterity were cut off from the presence of God for transgression, man's insecurity began. Whenever I or you sin against the light we've been given, we become estranged from God and His Spirit. Further, we become split within. We lose our sense of wholeness and unity, our integrity. We feel insecure. Inherent within our souls is a longing to return to our Creator, the Father of us all, and also the propensity to believe and to obey the laws that blessed reward is predicated upon. Disobedience and rebellion create a deep split within human nature, between body, mind, and spirit. This might be termed self-alienation and is the root or fundamental cause of relationship breakdowns and most human problems. What many call insecurity is alienation or separation from God, our Father, caused by transgression. This includes the transgressions of others as well as ourselves. How we are treated by others as human beings has a powerful influence, though not controlling, on how we think, feel, and behave. From others and traditions, we may learn false values and false principles. Our culture and models may teach us to exploit and manipulate relationships, to defend and to hurt before being hurt, to suspect and doubt, to pretend and to take shortcuts, to throw off the straitjacket of outmoded moral codes, to gratify our appetites and selfish desires at the expense of others if necessary. But over and above negative cultural determinants is the light of Christ, our conscience, which prompts us regarding God's moral laws. If we listen to and follow it, more light comes. Gradually, we become increasingly freed from the effects of our environment. We all know of individuals who have risen above their environments. Christ, our great exemplar, overcame all things and declared, "I have overcome the world." If, on the other hand, we ignore or disobey the light of Christ, our conscience, by following the ways of the world, then our internal world gradually deteriorates. What is the root solution in building and in healing broken relationships? I suggest accepting Christ and His atoning sacrifice is that root solution. It is the root solution to self-alienation, to personal insecurity, to estranged relationships with others, in addition to reconciliation between God and man. Listen very carefully. I am suggesting that the atonement is the key to all relationships, not just the divine relationship. Atonement means at-one-ment. The atonement and resurrection of Christ are the most transcendently important events in all human history and profoundly affect all human life and all relationships. Every principle of the gospel becomes efficacious only in and through the suffering and sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. You ask, "You mean to say that my relationship with myself and my relationship with my spouse and children and others are founded on my accepting the atonement of the Savior?" I mean exactly that. The fall and the atonement are intimately connected with the development or deterioration of human personality and human relationships. To understand how the atonement profoundly influences relationships, consider how we receive the transcendent gift of Christ and His atonement. Though we are all given the gift, unless we receive the gift, we rejoice not in that which is given unto us, neither in Him who is the giver of the gift. To receive the gift of the atonement, we must first place our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ instead of on the arm of flesh, which includes our learning, our possessions, position, abilities, and so forth. Second, we must repent of our sins as evidenced by confessing and forsaking them. Third, we must enter into sacred covenants at the waters of baptism and renew them in the sacrament. Fourth, we must receive the Holy Ghost, which is the baptism of spirit or fire, and which burns out the dross and gives us a new birth, a new mind, and a changed and pure heart. These endeavors are not easy or mechanical. Great and consistent physical, mental, and spiritual effort are required. For a person to go through this gospel process, necessitates subduing and overcoming the appetites and desires of the physical body, thus bringing a unity and harmony between the physical body and the spiritual body. Having mastered our bodies and minds and placed them in subjection to our spirits, we then place our spirits in subjection to and harmony with God's Spirit. Through continued obedience to the laws and principles of the gospel, and through consecration to His divine purposes, a deep unity and integrity gradually develops within us. Harmony and real personal security replace estrangement and insecurity. In the very process of nurturing our faith in Him through obedience, study, prayer, faith, confession, repentance, covenants, and service, we gradually inculcate His qualities into our characters until, as Peter put it, we become partakers of the divine nature. Christ literally is the healer, the unifier, the savior of the soul. He was the only one so appointed. There is no other way. Now think of marriage in relation to Christ. Why is the atonement so important to your marriage? No relationship is so demanding as marriage. To properly fulfill the divine purpose of marriage, which is to bring spirits into the world and rear them in the nurture of the Lord, will require the utmost in self-discipline, self-sacrifice, courage, love, humility, and integrity. Again, Christ taught, "I am the way." Significantly, there is no permanent marriage outside the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is, no eternal marriage. Why is an eternal marriage found only in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom? I believe it is because a truly successful marriage, which can sustain any storm, even death, must be a three-way divine partnership. The Savior and His atonement are the foundation of this harmonious partnership. So it is with our relations with others. Again, He is the way. We love Him because He first loved us. He suffered for us incomprehensibly and described such suffering in many modern revelations. To improve your relationships, don't look to others to change, and don't look to easy step-by-step shortcuts or sunshine formulas or worldly philosophies that do not strike at the roots. Look to yourself. Be honest with yourself first. The roots of your problems are spiritual. So also are the root solutions. The key lies in your own heart. All of us are called to be lights, not judges. We must build our own character and relationship on the light of this world. We must build our home and our family around Him. Helaman put it beautifully. Remember, it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation, that when the devil shall send forth his mighty winds, yea, his shafts in the whirlwind, yea, when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, it shall have no power over you to drag you down to the gulf of misery and endless woe, because of the rock upon which ye are built, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon if men build, they cannot fall.